Small business, big advice. Welcome to the Very Good Marketing Podcast, where small business owners, employees, or just marketing fanatics can learn how to grow a business on a budget without wasting any money.
Welcome to the Very Good Marketing Podcast. My name is Shannon and I'm here with small business marketing consultant and expert Amy Miosevic. And today we're going to continue talking about converting visitors to leads. And I think, Amy, maybe we should start by recapping the last episode.
Yeah. So last podcast episode, we actually pulled apart a couple websites and we went through the six essential elements of converting visitors into leads on a website. And it was actually quite funny because we're obviously filming as well, and we spent quite a bit of time putting, like, looking at these pictures, and we were putting them on the video afterwards, and I realized that we're in a podcast environment, and those pictures are not going to appear suddenly in your vision unless you're watching it on a screen. So if you did listen to the last podcast, you can actually go to our website, verygoodmarketing.com.au, or you can go to the podcast episode on Spotify and you can see us talking and you can see those website screenshots. So you may need them if you wanted to go back and cross-reference the images. I'm also going to make sure they are in the description of the podcast episode as well so that you can find them and you can look at them, because it's definitely great to listen to us describe it, but it's even better if you can actually see it. So that's what we did in our last episode, is we talked about those two websites and those six high-level elements. So what I wanted to talk about today is I wanted to talk about soft leads. So I'd like to spend all of today talking about it, and I've spent a little bit of time having a think about how we're going to talk about it and trying to make sure that this concept doesn't get lost with the technology involved to set it up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we've all, we all fall victim to soft lead manipulation,
Can we start by just recapping what a lead is?
Oh, yeah, of course.
For anyone who may be new to the concept.
Yeah. So a lead is someone that is now in, like, a two-way conversation with you. So they're more than just a passive visitor. So we talk about a visitor as someone that's visited your website. Lately, we've actually expanded that to include someone that is visiting a social media page, because we have been working with a few clients that don't have a website but have a social media profile instead.
Yep.
We won't be talking about that on the podcast, but there's definitely going to be heaps of information available on our website about this. But there's this interesting piece where if you want to get in touch with a business and you send an inquiry, we call that someone being keen to buy, right? They're a warm lead suddenly. They want to marry you is basically right. What we call that concept. And we may have talked about it a little bit before. But if someone's taking the jump from just being a visitor to actually inquiring, that is a pretty big step. Mm-hmm. And that's that. There's only I think we mentioned it a bit before, 3-5% conversion rates considered really good. But what about for all those people that aren't quite ready to marry you but just kind of want to learn a bit more? Maybe they don't have the budget right now. Maybe they're still investigating, but they don't want to forget who you are. They want to remember who you are. This is the concept that we call soft leads, because these people just want to date you a little bit longer. They don't quite want to get in touch. They don't need the quote right now. They don't want to be followed up, but they do want to be in contact with you and they do want to get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that's why we call that concept soft leads. And it's kind of in between a visitor and a lead status. And it's really, really common, especially for e-commerce businesses, I think, that maybe have a lower price point. But it's also really common for products that have a high price point, where they just want people are kind of in touch with them and they want to have the opportunity to demonstrate over time the value that they can add to your business. To your life, sorry.
Yeah.
So that's a soft lead.
Okay.
And then there's a lead, which I guess that's kind of the difference between them. One has maybe handed over their email address, and one is actually actively wanting you to respond to them and get back to them. Mm-hmm. So collecting soft leads and nurturing them until they become hard leads is this process of dating someone until they accept your marriage proposal, right? And it's very common.
Okay.
The most common instance we see of this is downloading some kind of free resource in exchange for your email address and then being sent multiple emails over time until you're ready to commit and actually get back to them and ask for that price inquiry.
Yeah.
And it's really essential for, I think, small businesses to harness, because if you imagine the conversion rate from just a visitor to a lead is sitting around 3%, when you introduce a lead generator, so someone's come to your website and you've got like a pop-up, and that pop-up says 75 gardening tips for, you know, gardening novices or something like that.
Yeah.
But the full service that they're offering, their product, is actually a landscaping service, right?
Yeah.
Downloading that PDF doesn't cost you anything except handing over your email address. So someone going to do that would, like, the chance of someone doing that is a lot higher than 3%. Yeah. It could be 20%.
Yeah.
If it's really valuable, someone would hand over their email address for it without even thinking.
It's quite low risk for the customer.
Absolutely. So you've got that happening instead. So they're not quite ready to engage your landscaping services, but here's a free resource with 75 landscaping tips for your landscaping novice, and you download it, right? So 20% of people have suddenly downloaded it. Then what happens is, as a user, you go into an email database and you then go through an email marketing sequence where you get a certain number of emails that are really strategically targeted to get you to make that phone call.
Yeah.
And call them. And when you have engaged someone in that way, as a user, you're open to receiving those emails because you know what you've signed up for. Mm-hmm. But also you have the opportunity to get to know that company a bit more. The worst thing that a company can do is ask for an email address and then email them straight away. Mm-hmm. Hey, I noticed you downloaded our PDF guide. Like, can I arrange a time to come and see the garden?
Yeah, it's got to be like a slow...
get to know you dating
play
process.
Hard to get, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
That's why we keep talking about it as dating and marriage, because it's the best way of describing it. They're non-committal, so they've signed up for the PDF, and there's no point just going straight back to them and asking them for marriage. You have to actually demonstrate why you're worth the commitment.
Yeah, you can't just go in all guns blazing. It's probably going to scare them off.
Yeah. So there's actually quite a lot of stuff online, and I've seen a lot recently, and I'm sure, you know, many, many small businesses have seen a lot of stuff about email marketing pop up as ads and how to get the best converting emails and all that kind of stuff. This is kind of what they're referring to, is this cold kind of sales process that happens when you've got someone that's never bought from you and you want to convince them to become a customer. So let's just jump back a step, because what we are talking about here, and this is why at the start I prefaced it with making sure that the strategy itself is separate from the technology, because it is actually quite a hard technology process to go through as a small business. And I did actually mention a couple episodes ago that this is maybe an intermediary step, which is why we don't talk about it as an essential kind of bottleneck. Introducing a lead generator into your business like this involves quite a lot of work, a lot of thinking. It requires quite a lot of, I guess, content creation or creative thinking to kind of come up with something that your customers are going to find valuable. Yeah. Then there's the process of actually
sending them out.
Sending it to them, yeah. Sending them emails, designing the emails, what the emails look like, and then tracking the performance to make sure it works. But yeah, like I said, if you've got 20% of people suddenly downloading it.
And then what do you do with that?
Well, once you've sent them through all those emails, right, you can imagine that the conversion of those emails, that's really important as well. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't send them the right content, actually planning that out is super important. And it's hard to assemble that series without any previous knowledge of what's going to work or what's not going to work. But if you get it right, you can see maybe a 15 to 20% conversion rate across those emails as well. So suddenly you're going from a 3% conversion rate to maybe an average, you know, 10% conversion rate with that whole setup set up in your business. And that's actually, you know, that's 2.5 times the success rate.
It can really
rate.
Boost your numbers from getting this right.
Because some websites will only ever convert at 3 to 5%. I said 3 to 5 was good, remember? So if you're sitting at that level, how can you actually get it higher? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things I wanted to talk about with this. So I've actually come up with a bit of a list of why something like this works. Do you have any questions about it, like the setup of it or what it means? You've experienced it.
I've experienced it, and I think anything that I would ask would probably get too much into the nitty-gritty for where we're at right now. So maybe let's just start with your list, and then I'll prompt you as we go.
Perfect. So there's four things that I've kind of summarized under this. It's a bit of a no-brainer for a customer to download some kind of lead generator like like a free PDF, or to be honest, in an e-commerce circumstance, it might be a discount. So you could offer value in exchange for, like, value could be knowledge, or it could be monetary.
Yeah, free delivery. That's another one that I've seen. Yeah. Sign up for free delivery.
Just giving away kind of value in exchange for an email address. So the reason that this works really well, the four reasons that I've highlighted, the first one is constant contact. So if you download or if you sign up to a company's in exchange for this, you know, value-added piece of something, whether it's a discount or whether it's PDF, your email address is now in a database that's kind of controlled by a small business. Mm-hmm. And as a small business, you then have the opportunity to contact this person as much as you want. And you shouldn't contact them all the time because that's a little bit silly. But it does give you the opportunity to contact them on a regular basis, which puts you in constant contact with them, which is the perfect way of reminding customers that you exist. So human attention span is such that even if we see something that we love, we probably forget about it, like, same day.
Yeah.
It's just, we just have so much stuff going on that it's almost impossible to remember brands or companies that you've seen in a marketing world. So if you can grab onto someone's email address and you send them an email in a month's time, they go, oh my goodness, I remember that company. I actually was really interested in their gardening services.
Yeah.
And it enables you to kind of remind them that you exist and keep in contact so that some day when they are ready for your services, they actually go, I did need that and I am ready now. I'm going to buy. So that's the first one. The second one I've got on here is, we call it a preview of your worth. So if it is a PDF, for example, we're going back to the one I just haphazardly mentioned that I absolutely didn't think about before we started this episode.
Gardening tips.
Yep, 75 gardening tips for novice gardeners. You've got an opportunity when you create a tool like this to demonstrate your value beyond the services that you offer. And if someone's never used your products and services before and you are now demonstrating how good you are at delivering these, then that's going to make someone want you more, right? Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, heaps of landscaping services out there, but a landscaping company that can give you 75 different ways of looking after your garden, there'll be heaps of stuff in there that's super valuable and you go, oh my goodness, this company knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So suddenly you've been able to preview to them what you're actually worth and how much value they can add to your life. And that's a really, really special thing. So what you're trying to do here is kind of bridge. Do you remember we talked about that problem and solution gap?
A couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Yep. So what we've been talking about is there's a big gap between where someone is right now and where they want to be. So my garden looks terrible and I'm kind of all the way over here and it's hard to maintain and I'm getting tired with it and I don't know if there's any quick way of doing it. And then all the way over here is having that garden maintained for me, right? Mm-hmm. But in the middle, maybe a few steps along, is someone sending me 75 tips on how to look after my garden in the easiest way, right? So maybe there's a few things in there I might not have realized. Water, there could be water soaking up soil or something that keeps the garden damp for longer. I don't know. I'm very far away from the
very good marketing podcast, guys. Not very good gardening.
So if that's a tip in there, that actually does kind of help me get a little bit closer to success. Having that garden perfect all the time is what I want, right? So that's the whole idea. If you can give someone something that helps them get a little bit closer to where they want to get to, then that's super valuable, right?
Yeah.
So that's the second one. Preview your worth. Why are you smiling?
Because it's just funny. I think it's just funny to, like, it just to me shows that, oh my God, what am I trying to say? Like, that example of the gardening and, like, what the content would be in that download just makes me think of some of the things that we have to create sometimes and the gaps that we have that we need, like, our clients to fill.
Yeah,
that's why I was laughing. Yeah. Internally, but now externally.
It's quite funny, actually, because there's so many things that we don't come across, I think, as consumers personally that we then have to go through and work with a lot of small businesses on. And that's it's quite a challenge, but we learn so much stuff.
So much.
We don't work with a gardener, so if you are a gardener and you want to get in touch, I got some great ideas. All right, so the third thing I've got on here is more time. So what this does is this idea is that you if someone's gone to your website, they might only be looking at that website for a split second, right? So they don't have a lot of time to absorb all the information about your mm-hmm. business, about what makes you unique, how you can actually help them, how you're accredited, what your experience has been, where your skill set lies. When you have someone's email address, you've got a little bit more time to tell those kinds of stories, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of spread it out and almost give someone more when their attention is a little bit more captive. So last week we spoke about this this fictitious speech therapist, and she may have had a PDF download on her website that says the difference between receptive and expressive language delays and how you can identify both. Sounds like a mouthful, but people coming yeah. to her site might be interested in it. Mm-hmm. And what she might do is, once she's given someone that PDF, and it might just be a PDF handout, she could then send them some follow-up emails that include things like research articles, a support structure, a case study from a therapy structure overseas, maybe a behind-the-scenes image, and a referrals process map. So suddenly someone that's received that has been given extra information that's helped them get to know her a bit more and yeah. hopefully helped them make the decision to engage her services. So if you've taken the time, and you can take the time to date someone, it always means that you can build a closer relationship with someone. Again, that's why we choose the dating metaphor.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just the website alone. So creating this opportunity to spend more time with someone is very, very valuable. And then the last one I've got on this list, these four things that make like this soft lead collection such a valuable addition for a small business, is these leads are now going to be warmer than they were before, which means that if you are nurturing someone who just visited your website, if you're spending time getting to know them, it means they are more likely to purchase. Every email they open increases their likelihood that they're going to purchase
yeah.
or inquire. So if you're sitting at a 3% conversion rate with someone that's just come to your website, every email that they open is increasing that likelihood that they're actually going to become a customer
yeah.
because you're spending the time getting to know them.
Well, yeah, you've proven your value over time, and they will be more educated on your products, your services. They'll be more convinced of why they need you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's this really cool book called Influence, The Power of Persuasion by Robert Galdoni. And he talks a lot about reciprocity in there. And in the reciprocity stuff that he talks about, he says if someone's constantly doing stuff for you, and if someone does you a favor, human nature is that you have to reciprocate in kind. So if you've spent all this time sending someone really, really valuable content, subconsciously they'll feel like they have to reciprocate.
Yeah.
So it's more likely that they're actually got every single time you contact them with value, they will feel subconsciously more like obliged to reply to those emails and to actually choose your company over others. And if you do think about it, often this is just a case of someone choosing your company over someone else's.
Yeah.
So if you are a landscaper, someone's looking for landscaping services, maybe their search has started with a Google search and you have decided to use SEO or Google Ads as one of your marketing methods to attract strangers to your business, they've gone on three different websites, except your website has this free PDF download, which has added all this extra value, right? Someone's put in their email, and then your company is the one that's added all these extra tips and tricks and things behind the scenes via email over the, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks. Then suddenly your company is the one that's given away more than the rest. So it's way more likely that they're going to choose you over someone else.
You've set yourself apart from your competition, and I guess made yourself memorable to that potential customer. And probably subconsciously as well. Like, I feel like as a consumer, there's definitely been times that I have signed up to a website or, you know, signed up for a newsletter or something like that. And then whenever I've needed that particular service, because I've seen that name in my inbox or I've whatever, like it's a bit subconscious, like I haven't really clicked on to the fact that I'm seeing all this stuff coming from this particular business. That's just where I'll go to for whatever product or service it is.
Yeah.
Even if I've never purchased from them before or gone to them before.
It's very weird. And sometimes you forget what you've subscribed to and not subscribed to. Like definitely is the case that I do a huge cleanup. I think it's Black Friday emails.
Oh, Black Friday is huge.
Black Friday, you're like, oh goodness, I've subscribed to a lot of companies
The funny thing as well, as a consumer, I always find that to be a good marketer, you kind of have to be a good consumer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to look at your own behaviors and see what works for you.
Yeah.
And I mean, not everyone's like a good consumer. I myself, like, I am a textbook like consumer. I know things are ads and I will buy it based on the ad because yeah. I just get sucked in.
Oh yeah, I'm the same.
And then that's what I usually apply to my work. And I think, well, if I needed this service or this business, what would I click on? What would I want? What would I value?
I think I download the 75 gardening tips.
Yeah, I don't garden, but no. Maybe. I can liken it to something similar that accounting, like something like if I wanted advice or help with budgeting and I clicked on a website, for example, and it had like a PDF document that had a budgeting yeah. Spreadsheet that I could download for free or some budgeting tips or yeah, just anything like that, then I would definitely be I would yeah. sign up for yeah. sure.
I think there's so much value out there and it's not like this kind of technique is going anywhere. I thought that eventually over time PDF downloads would just lose its effectiveness, but they're still around. And not to say that a PDF is the only thing. I think maybe I'd like to recap on that before we kind of tie this episode up.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting soft leads and giving away value isn't always in those two examples I've already demonstrated. So the PDF downloads, definitely the most common one, easily done as well. I mean, you could really just get a Word document and turn it into a PDF. The e-commerce one, the discount code, that's a really high converting one as well, and that's really important. A lot of companies are doing things like free webinars.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. Pre-recorded or complimentary webinars that they're promoting as a lead generator. It's essentially anything you're giving away for free. There's some companies that would do like quizzes, online quizzes, which are a good way of collecting emails.
I have done a quiz.
Yeah. And things like that. There's quite a lot. It's a process that has been around for a while. And if anything, the more creative you are, the more creative you are in a noisy industry, I think the better you'll do. But at the same time, if people are used to receiving a PDF, there's no reason that you can't create one and just make sure that the content is super, super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working with a client lately and she's done a lot of online courses in a really niche industry. And one of the PDF downloads that we've created is just like a quick guide that's designed for someone to print or put on their iPad and actually use in a certain circumstance. And it's things like that where you might have checklists or templates or things that are actually really useful.
People love resources.
Yeah.
And free resources are such a cat. Like, why wouldn't you download a free resource, whether it's a PDF, like you said, a checklist,
yeah.
A budget template, a tracker.
Yes,
Oh my gosh, packing lists for, this is a great one that I saw, for a luggage company, like a packing list.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it talks to their product, but it's a great way for them to get
yep.
your information as a customer as well. So, yeah, you can be really innovative and sneaky, but not in a bad way. But, yeah
you I can actually get really people love online. This. It's such a nice part of the sales process or this whole framework to talk about, because you're getting to the stage now where you've got users or visitors that are a warmer, that are actually interested, they've found you. This is the really exciting bit because you can really tailor what you're doing mm-hmm. to meet the problems that someone's facing. And there's so many amazing ways to connect and add value that I think that we miss out on sometimes because we're so focused on making the sale.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of fun to be had in this space.
Yeah, definitely. I absolutely love it. So that's essentially what soft leads are. I think that the really tricky bit for small businesses is bringing it to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's not an easy one to implement. And that's why I labeled it as more intermediary. We actually just had a bit of a chat in the office before about whether there was something real easy that we could come onto this podcast and just recommend that you sign up with. But It is it's something that is dependent on the kind of website you have. Obviously WordPress and Squarespace and Shopify, they're all quite unique. So whichever one you have will determine how you integrate something like this into your yeah. website. And then also the email provider that you use, whether you use MailChimp or ActiveCampaign or Klaviyo or whatever it is, that's also going to determine how you actually physically set this process up. There's probably there's probably heaps of guides online, and I might look at creating something really quick with tools that we've used before, but it might be a way that you go down that process of researching how you could implement it yourself, or possibly going and finding someone on Fiverr or Freelancer to go and set it up for you. The value that you're going to add as a small business is actually creating that piece of content or that quiz or whatever it is that you're going to give away, the value you're going to give away for free. That's something that is actually going to make the difference, coming up with something really valuable and creating it. The technical side can always be created quite quickly. As for the emails, so the emails that kind of spin off this, there's a particular sequence that works really, really well. And I'm not going to dive too much into it because there are so many different ones online that people have proven and tested. But there's a few that I want to quickly mention. So the first one you want to deliver. So, and I know I'm getting into the technicality of this, so I really hope I'm not overwhelming anyone.
That's all right.
So I'm going to go back to my gardening example. So you've got a PDF that someone signed up for. They've put their email address into a pop-up box that you've created on your website. And what happens is they get an email address straight away with a PDF attached to it. Now, the reason that we deliver the PDF via email is because a lot of people will put fake email addresses into those boxes so that they just get redirected to the asset. And what we want is the real email address of the contact. So you're going to deliver the asset or whatever the value is via email. It's discount code, you're getting it via email. So you know that their email address is correct. So that's the first thing that's going to happen. A sales sequence like that, normally you'd want that to happen with it, the whole thing within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because when someone's gone through the process of visiting your website, they are considered to be warm.
Yeah.
So yes, you can contact them over time, but if they haven't purchased within that 2 weeks, they're probably not going to purchase from you anytime in the next couple months. They might come around again later, but it's really important that you kind of keep it quite consistent over that 2 weeks. So you've delivered the asset. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to send them an email from the founder.
Okay.
And this is one I've seen a lot coming up, and I think it's because so many businesses have been sending out such formal kind of graphic-based emails that they've lost a bit of the authentic connection with customers. So the next thing you're going to send out is an email from the founder, and that email is going to mirror some of the copy on your website. It's going to have the problem statement and the solution statement. Again, so it's going to be like, you know, we know how hard keeping your garden maintained is, especially in the climate of Perth. Again, you want to make it quite specific. So we know that the Perth climate's this and this and this. We know that it's been a pretty dry summer, and we know that you'd love for your garden to be looking different than it is. We absolutely know how hard it is to keep this maintained, and we know it's an expensive process. So we have spent years building the perfect service for people that live in Perth. You can choose between one of our three packages. We're never late. We're always tidy. And we guarantee you'll be happy with your garden. I'm really proud of the service that we've created. It's been my passion for years to support Perth families.
Really personal.
Yeah. Please, you know, reply to this email if you're interested. I'd love to come out and have a look at your garden obligation free. And you always add a postscript, and I don't know why, but you always add PS. If you want to check out one of the gardens we've just completed, here's a link to my Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So that's the second email you're going to want to send. The next one you'll probably send will be a testimonial. So that'd be when you actually, the whole email is just a testimonial from a client. The third email is a paradigm shift. So the paradigm shift email is similar to kind of from the founder, but it's a little bit more flashy and formal, and it's something like a completely different problem. So maybe you've not hit the nail on the head the first time. Maybe it's not that someone is running out of time. It's more that maybe someone's sick of their current landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
So tired with your garden? Yeah. Hate looking out the window and seeing the same old plants in the same position they've always been. How about a refresh of your garden in time for autumn and something like that? That's a little bit of a paradigm shift. So it's a different.
So you're taking
problem.
A different approach.
Yep. So that's the next one. The next one you want to do. So the fourth one you want to do is some kind of unique offer. So hey, we've noticed you haven't gotten back to us. Whatever. Maybe it's a discount. So maybe it's 50% off your first session, whatever it is, blah, 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 blah. And then the last one is, we know you're not interested, but here's a final sales pitch. We know we're better than everyone else. There's no point going and seeing another gardening company. We're the ones for you. Contact me today. for 50% off your first thing, I'm not going to bother you again kind of vibe.
Okay.
And all those are to be delivered within the first 2 weeks. There are lots of versions of this. That's one particular example that we've used quite a lot that's worked quite well. Depending on whether you have an e-commerce business as well, I mean, that specific service-based business. If you have products that you sell, you might take someone on a journey to understand the product lineup a bit better, maybe some more behind-the-scenes stuff. But a sequence like that is probably going to convert pretty well. And setting it up isn't super complicated. I don't think it needs to be super graphics heavy. And it might be something that you could have set up within a couple weeks for your business. And it's only going to help.
Yeah.
There's no real risk, I think, for a business to set something like this up. I think it's just a bit more of a hurdle because of the technology implications.
And I think as well, it doesn't have to be long. Like the copy doesn't have to be like paragraphs and paragraphs and... Yeah. Again, similar to websites, I think there's this misconception that you do have to kind of just put everything out there because if you don't, then you're never going to get the chance to.
Yeah.
I think, you don't really need to make it this like long story of our lives. This is where we came from and
this is where we're going.
It's quite short and sweet.
Work well. Perfect. Okay, well, look, it's a lot of info that we've gone through and I know I've talked quite fast, so I apologize for that, but hopefully it has given you a bit more insight into what this whole soft lead process is. It is important. It does work well. I mean, feel free to email me or get in touch with us if you do have any technical questions. I'll see what I can put together in the meantime, but otherwise... I think that's it for today.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shannon.